We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But today is Friday. It is. We'll get back to the phones here in just a second. Nick Foles making his rounds last week, including here on the Marks and Reese show. And Fox News Channel and pretty much anywhere, right? So while Nick Foles is ranked 32nd on the most recent list of active quarterbacks by NFL.com, he'll debut at number 5 on the New York Times hardcover nonfiction list. You got on the new book. So I guess all of his media did him well because he's opening up at 5. So he's selling a lot.
Winning.
Yeah, man. Do we get any of those books, Ben? I'd like to read it.
I think we were supposed to. I didn't get a copy, though.
All right. We'll have to work on that. I want to read it, man. We should be able to get one.
Something tells me there's going to be a lot of those books coming out.
Yeah. A lot of Super Bowl books. Mm-hmm. A lot of Doug Peterson books. Mm-hmm.
I think Doug is doing a book.
Yeah, he should.
I think so, yeah.
He should.
I could be wrong on that. I thought I saw somewhere he was doing a book.
You win a Super Bowl, you're going to have people that at least are interested in writing it with you.
Oh, yeah.
Or for you.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one list. Let me give you another one, all right? It's we mix in some Eagles flavor right here. So remember last year in training camp, there was the, oh, my God, the running backs, they don't have anybody. Right? LeGarrette Blount, he might get cut. He's so bad. What are they going to do? Meanwhile, they trade for Jay Ajayi at the trade deadline. They have LeGarrette. They have Corey Clement. And it was a really good three-back system. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Now you got Sproles back.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got Corey. Now you got Ajayi, who is going to be your lead back, more or less.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see this group this year, man. Obviously, you know, Jay Ajayi's in a contract year, so you know he's going to be running. He just switched agents to Drew Rosenhaus, so I don't think the Eagles are going to give him a long-term deal, but you never know. You never know. I mean, listen, guy goes out there, puts up 1,200 yards rushing. I don't think anybody's going to be
Someone will want him.
I don't think anybody's going to be pushing him out the door. So, you know, he'll be a motivated runner this year. Sprolesy, you know, coming back this year. What is he in his 14th year, I believe he is, Darren Sproles?
Is that right? Yeah, something like that.
He's always a great change of pace back for you. But he's coming back at 34 years old from a pretty significant injury, and you're going to need to see what he looks like. Corey Clement last year was a real big surprise to all of us and was a huge contributor to what they did on offense. You know, he was able to replace what Sproles sort of gave you out of the backfield from a pass-catching standpoint. Because it's Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount, you know, sometimes they had hands of stone out there.
No, yeah, there wasn't a natural guy. Yeah. And Clement wasn't supposed to be of the books knocks on him
was
coming out.
Catch, yeah.
Yep.
No, it was that offense in Wisconsin. They don't throw the ball to the backs.
No, he can catch, as we saw in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? All right,
so
ESPN.com came out with a list ranking the backfields, NFL offensive backfields for 2018. Number one on the list, Ike.
I would imagine Saints.
The Saints are one with Alvin Kamara.
They got the dual, the double.
Mark Ingram is suspended, but still.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Two.
When do we play the Saints? We don't play the Saints early. Okay.
Yeah. Two.
Shoot. You got to go with Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh three.
You got to have Le'Veon.
Rams two.
Oh, the Rams are number two? Yeah, Todd Gurley.
Falcons four with Freeman and Coleman.
Freeman and Coleman, yeah.
And then the Dallas Cowboys check in at number five.
Wow. That tells you how good those other running games are because you're going to get a full year of Zeke.
Last year, they would have been number one.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well, he led the league in rushing, didn't he, his rookie year?
He did.
And Zeke is the real deal.
He's good.
He's the real deal. He is the real deal. But interesting to see what they look like without Dez out there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cowboys, can they be sneaky good this year? Are we just We're just passing over the Cowboys like they're – see, when you're a Super Bowl champion, we're looking down at everybody right
Sneaky
now.
Sneaky good?
Yeah. Can they?
I don't know if they're going to sneak up on me. I could still see them winning 9-10 games.
Okay.
It would surprise me if the Giants won 9-10
Listen,
games.
Listen, winning 9-10 games in the NFC this year is going to be hard to do.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because the NFC is packed.
You're
it
right.
It really is.
No,
with at least 10 to 12 teams
you're gonna have
that could be playoff teams.
You're going to have a couple good teams that may have 8 wins by the end of the season. No, you're right. No, I would have more concern about the Cowboys and the Giants. I don't fear the Giants at all because I think Eli's done.
Really? See, I'm the opposite.
Eli's got to perform for that team to win. Now, he doesn't have to be 5,000-yard Eli.
Right.
But he still has to.
Boy, he got a lot of weapons up there this year.
Well, you're right about that.
Hey.
He got a good coach, too. I think Pat Shermer's going to do well up there. And he's got Saquon Barkley. So let me round out this top 10, and I'll tell you where the Eagles are.
Oh, yeah, what the Giants at? What they do with Saquon?
It's Cardinals, Titans, Browns, Chiefs, Patriots 10, Bills 11, Giants 12.
You say the Browns?
Did I say the Browns? I did. 8.
The Browns got hold on. Who the hell did they pick? Did they draft Barkley? Who did they?
Duke Johnson Jr.
Okay.
Nick Chubb.
Okay.
Carlos Hyde. That's terrible.
It's certainly not 8.
That's terrible.
Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde's a good back.
No, I like Carlos Hyde, but
Chubb, the rookie, right out of Georgia.
All right.
Okay, we don't know what he is. And then Duke Johnson was.
All right, he's all right.
Yeah, I still wouldn't go 8th best
12.
Running. Yeah, the 8th best running game.
All right, where are the Eagles? We haven't mentioned them yet.
Yeah, we still haven't got to the
Jags 13.
Okay, Jags, yeah.
Vikings 14 with Latavius Murray and Dalvin Cook.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man.
That's low.
They got the Browns in front of the Vikings?
That's
yeah,
nah.
I'll put the Vikings higher, yeah.
Nah.
Dalvin Cook looked damn good before he got injured.
Bears 15. And that's Bears with Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard.
Hold on, they got the Bears in front of the Eagles?
Yes. Carolina Panthers with your boy, Run CMC.
Run CMC?
And he's C.J. Anderson, too.
Oh, that's right. They picked up C.J. Anderson.
He can be your between-the-tackle, pounded guy.
Yeah,
Chargers at 17.
Melvin
and
Gordon.
Finally, the Eagles checking in at 18.
That's a little disrespectful there.
Ahead 18? Of the Redskins, the Lions, and the Bengals are 21 with Mixon, Giovanni Bernard. A little bit low.
Let me focus on these Eagles at 18, man. That's about, when I put the Eagles in front of the Browns for running backs, Ajayi, Clement,
here's the
and
problem.
Strolls.
But here's the problem. They don't have a head. Their headliner's
Ajayi.
They don't
have a lead guy, yeah.
And that's not
Ajayi
attractive.
It would have been coming out of Miami.
Last year.
Yeah,
Last year. Honestly, Ike, if you don't have one of the top
five
guys.
Did Ajayi go to the Pro Bowl? Wasn't he a Pro Bowl back?
I think he must have had to have made a Pro Bowl one of these
one
years,
of those
right?
years in Miami, didn't he? I thought he did.
I'm very comfortable with their backs right now.
Yeah.
I'm very, very comfortable with it.
It'll be interesting, man. Like I said, I don't know. Sproles at 34, you certainly got to hope he holds up. Ajayi, there are some knee issues there.
Big time.
Yeah, some knee issues there. Man, Clement could wind up being our lead back.
Clement could end up being the guy. He could.
Yeah, good.
He could.
What about Pumphrey?
Who?
Yeah, man. Donnell Pumphrey.
What about the CB East kid that they got from Notre Dame?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. Adams, right?
Yep.
The Josh Adams?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Maybe he's in there.
Yeah, I would imagine he's in the mix. 6'2", what is it, 230, 225, 6'2"?
He'll get yards between the tackles.
That's a pretty big running back.
Two big guys worked last year.
Yeah.
All right, who we got? Bruce in Georgia. Hi, Brucey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Bruce? Say big,
what up,
buddy.
Bruce?
All right, pretty good. Happy Friday to you.
You too.
Yeah,
yep.
Hey, look, I wanted to say something about Kapler, but I got to get on this. Yeah, you guys thought of this. I'm disgusted at that list, man. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you look at the Eagles. If you look at their total rushing last year, I mean, I believe they were in, I think, the top 5. They were definitely inside the top 10,
All right.
And I think that they're going by, just like you said, star running back.
The names,
That doesn't tell the whole story when we had one of the best offensive line in the league, and we generated
a lot
of yards. So.
Number 3 last year, Bruce.
Yeah.
The number 3 rushing attack in the league last year.
So it's a good thing. Go ahead and just keep disrespecting us, and we'll go ahead and just run everybody over.
I like that.
Starting this year.
I do feel like it's going to be a repeat year, man. I do feel it.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So, just wanted to say my two cents about that. Anyway, moving on to Kapler. That's a good conversation you guys had. I don't know if you guys remember me. I called at the beginning of the season. I was one of the ones that roasted Kapler. I mean, I was, I'm definitely on his bandwagon. I mean, people just need to, he needs to cut him a break. I mean, the guy's been squeezing blood out of the turnip, especially when it comes to the sporadic hitting and the bullpen that he's been dealt his hand with. I think it's truly phenomenal what he has done with this team so far. And one of the things that, you know, he just recently did an interview, and he made a very profound statement about balancing out his analytics and going with common sense manager as far as the players. That shows growth in him as a manager. He's getting it, and he's starting to find that balance where, yes, you can use the analytics, but you need to back off and play the game situationally according to
which he's done. You're right.
To their capability. So that's all I wanted to say about that. But
you're right. Appreciate the call, Bruce.
Good call, Bruce.
Eagles last year. Interesting with the Russian attack, right?
I saw. I'm looking at the same thing. I had no idea that they had that much success.
Yeah, they ran the ball a ton. I'm looking, only 9 rushing touchdowns.
I saw it sticks out because everybody else in the top 15 has double digits.
Yeah.
Who has 23? One of the teams has 23.
New Orleans. Yeah.
The top team in this list.
Yeah. But they averaged 132 yards a game.
4.5 yards a carry.
4.5 yards a carry. But only 9. That just shows you when they got there in their red zone, because I think they led the league in scoring up until Carson got injured.
Yeah,
they were leading the league in scoring.
Remember all those touchdowns that Carson had?
Oh, man. Red zone. I had him in fantasy football.
What round did you get him? Late?
13th round, 12th round.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I reached on Mariota. And
I think we all did. I drafted him, too.
So you drafted Wentz to be the backup?
Yeah, I drafted Wentz to be the backup, yep.
Damn you, Reese.
Yep.
888-729-9494. I always try to stay away from getting that second quarterback. I don't want a quarterback controversy to not know who to start. I like the one guy, put him in there,
right,
and I'll second-guess myself.
Right.
But then he gets hurt and has bad games. 888-729.
Got to have that backup quarterback. That's one of those fantasy tips that a lot of people, because they'd rather just get an extra receiver or extra running back.
Yeah, that's me.
And that's fine, but, man, you can get two of the top 12 quarterbacks, 13 quarterbacks.
I've lost my fantasy. Back when fantasy football started, I was really good. I was the best in the league or whatever. Now that with everybody else, it's like I'm getting
lost your energy for it, your excitement.
I've lost my edge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.